Radio Wiltshire.
It's 20 to 5 Friday afternoon. Now, it's a general truth that the future is decided by people who won't be part of it. Older politicians are making decisions on behalf of the younger generation. So it's always good to see younger people getting involved in politics. And today, pupils at Commonweal School in Swindon arranged for their own political conference aimed at getting the government to do more to help educate children living in crises around the world. And BBC Radio Wiltshire's Karen Gardner went along.
Sophie and Sadie, the conference organisers, are both 15. Sophie explained to me how their focus is on the charity coalition campaign Send My Friend to School.
Our campaign is all about education in emergencies. So we're trying to build awareness about how emergencies affect children all around the world. And we really want the government to commit more into global education by increasing the global development aid budget. They pledged that it should be 0.7%, but currently it's not.
Sadie, why? Why does it matter to you that children in other parts of the world get an education?
Because I think everybody deserves to unleash the potential that they have inside them. And with the proper education, people can do that. It just needs to be made easier by the people around them and by the people in charge, because we have the ability to do it. We just need them to commit to it.
Sophie and Sadie have already taken their campaign to Westminster, where they met leader of the Lib Dems, Ed Davey.
Well, I think it's really important when talking to British politicians that you link it back to Britain, because sometimes it feels as though politicians won't listen unless it's of their own personal interest or of the country's interest. And so I made it really clear to Ed Davey when I was speaking to him that it's not just about people in other countries, it's the positive impact that action in those countries can take on every country.
Why do you think that our present government and those politicians of other parties in the Houses of Parliament aren't paying enough attention?
Because Parliament views everything as needing a short-term fix, and we really believe that this is a long-term issue that needs a good, solid solution. So for them to think of it as a long-term issue will be so much better than them thinking of it as a short-term fix.
After their meeting with Ed Davey, Sophie and Sadie were more than ready to question their own MP. Robert Buckland, the Tory MP for South Swindon, was quizzed in front of an audience of pupils from Lethbridge Primary School.
This has been going on for years. Education cannot wait. What would be your response to that?
Well, this is really difficult stuff, because we want to make sure that our money is spent wisely, and therefore any projects that are supported need to be verified, need to be checked to make sure that the money's actually going to where it matters.
How can we get the government to think more about education being a long-term project rather than a short-term fix?
Well, I think we're there. I think policymakers in government absolutely get this. You know, Boris Johnson, who's Prime Minister...
Also speaking at the conference was the campaign manager from Send My Friend to School, who spoke about how young people are making a real difference. But the most powerful contribution came from Azwa from Afghanistan. She's just 12. Her family had to flee to the UK in 2021, and she started at the school just last year.
I got to speak about my experience. The feeling of not going to school was like to me, and then teaching young people about it, and then them understanding that there are some people that they don't get to go to school.
In your speech, you explained what's happening.
Women overall have been really brave to come on the streets consistently against the new laws.